6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Gabe Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And it's August 11th already, 2022. The Power Mall is doing a sale, and which ends August 31st. And that's how much time you have left. If this is the 11th and the 31st, do the math on that one. But here's the deal. If you spend under $100, that's $99.99 or less, you get 10% off everything you buy. If you spend between $100 and $199.99, you get 15% off. If you spend more than $200, you get 20% off. And that excludes dropship products. But all the items that we carry at the Power Mall, if they're not dropship, they are part of the sale. And the promotion is automatic. You don't have to put in a code at checkout. Everything is already applied. We make it so easy. And the stuff we carry is all natural. Just remember that. No synthetic stuff. We have vetted this stuff. We've had people on that represent the vendors of the products we carry at the Power Mall. And you got to love the fact that, you know, we take great pride and concern, because we're all about solutions. That's what it is here on the Power Hour. And, of course, we thank you for sharing the Power Hour with your friends, sending them a link, telling them they can stream it if they want to, live on shortwave at 13.845 megahertz, WWCR from 11 to 1 Central. And, you know, they can become a donor and supporter of the Power Mall, too, just by clicking on the Buy Me a Coffee banner when it comes up. Everything is pretty much self-explanatory, because we have the smartest listeners on the planet that listen to the show. And our guest today at the bottom of this hour, Ian Trottier on Discussions of Truth. We're going to be covering aerial spraying. Yep, he's got a website, stopspraying.org. And America, European Banking Puppet article that he's written, in addition to Remember the Alamo video that he's got out. And, you know, one of the things that I'm including in the, because you want to know what is causing secession, because we just reported a couple of days ago that the San Bernardino County, California Board of Supervisors has voted to put a referendum on the ballot. See, there's the peaceful, legal way of seceding. This isn't like what South Carolina did in April of 1861. All right, for those of you looking back in history. And Texas, on the other hand, is reviewed all the laws. And, you know, we all want to be part of the solution, not the problem. And the more the globalist movement reaches out and tries to touch people, they leave economic destruction and death in their wake. And this is one of the reasons why you're seeing everybody wanting to say, you know what, maybe it's time that we became our own nation state and celebrated our own self-determination and self-government. So, having said that, I'm leaving you a little QR code at the bottom of our email blast coming up that you can put your camera over the top of your smartphone. And it will take you to a website where you can register as a supporter of Texit. And you can read all about it. You can go to the website, find out what it's all about. You know, this will alleviate any fears that, because of what the Texians want to do, that they want to commit some sort of treasonous behavior. Here's the thing. They've been called treasoners and seditioners before. And those who accused them of this crime were encouraged to call 911 and report it, but never did. No, instead, they just opened their mouth and defamed certain individuals in the Texit movement, who turned around and filed a defamation suit in court. And guess what? They won. The Texians won. Whoever opened their mouth and accused them of treason lost their shirt. So as Daniel Miller, who's been on the show before, would say, we've got skin on the wall. And they basically, they don't want to dare people to be disruptive about it. We're trying to do things peacefully, too, unlike what's going on with a lot of countries that you know, all this stuff ends up in violence. Secession, I will tell you this, it's a novel idea. And when people support it, the only people standing in the way are the globalists and those who like the current status quo and the way things are. And the only problems, and I say this because you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Part of the problem we have in Texas is Governor Abbott, because he's always so slow to react and has a very difficult time wrapping his head around the thing that he could be elected president of a new nation, the Republic of Texas. He could be the president. He still hasn't gotten that through his skull yet. And then you've got, of course, Ken Paxton and everybody else, the, you know, Dan Patrick and all the rest of the executive branch that don't want, they want the status quo. They just want the same BS. And then you got Steve Bannon, who came out at CPAC. I don't know if you watched any of that, but at CPAC in Texas, he's up there saying anybody that wants to secede, screw you. So in other words, what Bannon is doing is he's supporting Trump and the status quo. He is saying, we can fix this. We can make America great again. You see, that's all part of the narrative. Trump had 4 years to fix the narrative, despite all the attacks that the Democrats were waging against him with this phony Russiagate. The bigger problem is, you know, when they point a finger at somebody, they're pointing four back at themselves. And the Democrats, of course, were hiding what Hunter Biden was doing and that the Biden family was being bought and paid for by China and Russia and Ukraine and everybody else, which is why we're there. And nobody wants to admit it because we're all living in an era of cognitive dissonance. And everything is going to be fine. Trump will get reelected in 24 because of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And they have all this, you know, it's really funny. His frontline, America's frontline doctors just put out a news bulletin. And the news bulletin is really crazy. You listen to this headline. Regime, they're talking about Biden here, may try assassinating Trump next, says former New York City police commissioner. A day after the FBI's 30-agent raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate shocked the nation, former New York City police commissioner Bernard Carrick, you know, Bernie, said the Biden regime may resort to assassination to stop Trump's presidential bid in 2024. He hears people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad they wouldn't put assassination behind it, Carrick told Newsmax this week. He said, I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. It's about stopping him from running in 2024, Carrick added. And America's frontline doctors picked up on it and put it in a bulletin I just read. And then there's this rumor going around that Trump has a mole in his organization. Well, there's a way to fix that. Give everybody a lie detector test and see who breaks. And that includes all the Secret Service agents that are basically paid for by the United States government from we the people's tax dollars to protect the president from such things. And you got to wonder if the mole isn't somebody in the Secret Service, because remember, all the people guarding the former president have to answer to D.C. So there you have it. This is what's coming out, folks. They're getting crazy. So we've got Ian Trottier coming up at the bottom of this hour, and at the bottom of next hour, Ken McCarthy is going to be coming back. He finally got the new book out, The Nuremberg Code, 75th Anniversary Commemorative Edition, with an introduction by Ken McCarthy. And we'll be talking about all sorts of little things that we've been discussing here this morning. But, of course, you know, we always welcome your telephone calls. 844-769-2944 is that magic number to get on the air. Hartwell in Louisiana. How are you, sir?
All right. I have a question. Was there any children killed at Sandy Hook?
All right. Let me ask you this. Why would you posit a question like this? Don't you think there were?
No.
Okay. Alex Jones just got his clocks cleaned for damn near $50 million because he said the same thing and got his listeners so riled up, they started harassing the families of the alleged victims. So, you know, here's the thing, Hartwell, and I appreciate your opinion. We are entitled to freedom of speech in this country up to a certain point, and then all of a sudden, you know what the left does? They come after you. All these civil rights attorneys want to file lawsuits. And so when it comes to something like this, it's no wonder everybody wants to secede because they want to get away from the mainstream narratives and the mainstream BS. And so anybody that comes out with an alternative viewpoint, they don't want to investigate that viewpoint. Now, they don't want to do that. They want to just, you know, make accusations with no definitive proof. And here's the thing, Mr. Hartwell, I don't want to throw any dissolution. I don't want to throw water on the fire. What I do want to say here is I wasn't there at Sandy Hook, okay? I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I heard about it. I read what the media narratives were. I had my doubts about the narratives. I always do. I can't believe half of what the media says. But for me to come out and do the same thing Alex Jones just got whacked for, you know, I got to watch my P's and Q's on the show because we're all targets. And everybody calling this program, you know, basically has the right to freedom of speech. But to say that Sandy Hook did not occur, I wasn't there. I don't know. If you have enough people that have evidence, then I want to see the evidence. But, you know, to sit there and then admit on the stand, which Alex Jones did, that the whole thing was true, well, it's like, hey, wait a minute. Alex, come on. I thought you were the guy representing truth here. What in Hades is going on? And see, that started a proverbial caca storm. And so, you know, again, you know, we're looking at something that happened and we're looking at the ultimate goal, which is authoritarian control of the United States of America. And here's something else. I read a story yesterday, Hartwell, on the IRS truck being intercepted by Delta Force carrying 23,500 Sig Sauers with 160,000 rounds of 40 caliber. I mean, that's some serious stopping power here, ammunition. And here's the problem. All of a sudden, the media is like, oh, that has to be censored. We have to kill that. I am getting overloaded with back channels of that same story. So now, see, until it gets vetted and we have physical proof of these 16 Delta Force operatives in full military gear, surrounded by all this stuff, and we have the names of the driver and the IRS agent that were in that truck, I don't know what to make of it, sir. See, this is the thing. I wasn't there. All I know is I'm just showing this stuff off and saying it's bad enough now. We know as a fact 87,000 IRS agents that they want to hire now to beat up on we the people. They're not going after major corporations. They're coming after us. And when they come to your door, that's when the fun begins. Because one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to capitulate or it's not going to end well. So that's my take on it. And we've got phones stacking up. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Did we hit a nerve? Did we hit a nerve or what?
Oh, even more than one. Hey, I want to ask you for that reference that you've given a couple times about the report on the 9/11 Pentagon incident. Where can I find that?
That's on Daily Motion. Let's just run like a DuckDuckGo search on 9/11 Pentagon strike Daily Motion, and that video should come up. We did put the link on the video. We just haven't put it out there yet. It's supposed to come up today, I believe.
I look for Daily Motion. Huh?
Right, Daily Motion Pentagon strike. You should be able to see that video. It starts out with what sounds like Hitler screaming in the microphone. So trust me, this is, it's really going to send chills down your spine.
I really want to find that. And secondly, this thing going on in New York with that Letitia James up there, whatever her name is, that attorney general.
Yeah.
Remember what Stalin said? Bring me the man, I'll bring you the crime.
Sure.
And I think that's going to be like the the hit that'll make it. And we're going to have a substitute for Trump if we can ever find a fair election again, which I don't think we ever will have.
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's why you hear all this talk of secession right now, Kevin, is just because of that. People are sick and tired of D.C. and their overreach, and now you've got 87,000 IRS agents that allegedly are going to be armed. And we just had, you know, folks on the show yesterday. Adam Andrzejewski was on the show yesterday talking all about this stuff.
Well, man, that open books, I was enthralled, and I'm going back to it regular now. It's wonderful.
It is. And we appreciate your support that you do here for all of us at the Power Hour, and we appreciate the fact that you're one of these people that are paying attention.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you. You have yourself a great day. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir?
Good, Dave. Hey, I don't mean to be a pest, but, you know, I got kind of bored yesterday, and I went through my DVD. I went through my DVD collection, and I found a movie that I haven't watched in a while. It's called, and a lot of your listeners have probably watched this, but it's called V for Vendetta. I'm sure you've seen it.
I think I have, yes.
And, I will tell everyone, go back and rewatch it, and if you've got a DVD or some way to get the subtitles on it, pay attention to the actual text of the whole movie instead of, you know, the video and the other mesmerization. You want to talk about a very creepily eerie resemblance to what's going on today, and this movie was made in 2006. I just wanted to inform your listening audience, you've got a pretty big audience. If you don't have it, try to find it. V for Vendetta. It was made in 2006, and you want to talk about the government creating a virus and then that being a whole procedure for a lockdown and tyranny coming in. It's very creepily similar to what we're experiencing in today's world, my friend. And really, that's all I had. It's just you know they periodically tell us, they put out truth in what they tell us is basically, you know, they present it as fiction. But in today's world, my friend, is fiction more truth than what they tell us truth is truth?
Yeah, we have to spend all our time deciphering what they said.
Discernment is a full-time job, my friend.
It sure is. It sure is, sir.
Take care,
God
Dave.
Bless you, Alan. Appreciate it. Thanks for all your comments. We love it. All right. In the world, I got a couple of things to talk about. The World Economic Forum, and you wonder why everybody is wanting a break from all this and is sick and tired of D.C. I mean, the Mar-a-Lago thing was, you know, like I said, there must be cross-dressers in the FBI for them to have to raid Melania's closet. Seriously. I mean, rummage around in her underwear. What do you think you're going to find there? This is the insanity of it all, and this is what's got everybody all bent out of shape. The World Economic Forum has been pushing hard for a cashless society. Well, excuse me, but our Constitution says something in there about the power of the U.S. government to mint coin. I hardly would think that that would represent a constitutional move toward basically eliminating all cash from America. The Brits are just totally going crazy in their post-pandemic world through physical money, making a huge comeback. Britain's post office released a report this week revealing even though the most recent accelerated use of cards and digital payments on smartphone, demand for cash surged, according to The Guardian. Branches handled £801 million in personal cash withdrawals in July, an increase of 8% over June. And I mean, they're taking it out like crazy. They're doing, we need cash for staycations. Remember, they used to call it holiday. Are you going on holiday? You're going to need a bit of money. I've got a bit of money. I've got to get out. But now it's staycations. They're going to stay at home, but they, you know, 600,000 cash payouts totaling £90 million. Yeah. People who received the power bill support from the government. Britain's anything but a cashless society, according to the post office's banking director, Martin Kearsley. You watch, they're going to fight back, just like Ireland did when they tried to pull that crap on the Irish. The Irish says, that's what you think. And they all started closing their bank accounts, withdrawing all the money. You want to take on a bank run? You want to start a bank run? See, I wouldn't put it past Scarecrow and Giggles to pull a stunt like that. And all of a sudden, now you got bank runs all over the country. Everybody's pulling their money out. Because why? Because it's legal tender for all debts, public and private. It's the only thing they have because they're not stocking up on gold and silver because all the rich people out there are hoarding it. Because they know they got intrinsic value embedded in gold and silver. The Chinese regime, in the meantime, according to U.S. State Department report, if it's to be believed, is committing and enabling trafficking in humans, primarily by subjecting religious and ethnic minorities to forced labor, according to the U.S. Department of State's latest trafficking in persons report. You know, here's the pot calling the kettle black. Hate to say it, but you know, if you're going to allow people to be trafficked across our borders to be used for cheap labor, you people in D.C. got another guest coming. That is the pot calling the kettle black. You're supporting human trafficking, drug trafficking, and God knows what else, rape and violence coming across the borders. I'm deliberately pointing a finger at Giggles and Scarecrow. If he only had a brain. Darlene, how are you this morning?
Really good, but I want to talk about a historical thing.
Okay, you got 1 minute.
180 Degrees is the name of the book. And
all
it
right.
says, unlearn the lies you have been taught to believe, all right? And it's Fergus, like you're afraid, Gus O'Connor Greenwood. I will tell you, I've got hundreds of books, and I knew I had probably knew about 70% in his book, but it was the 30% that was in more detail and enlightening. And if you got people on board, they're only going to need this one book. Because I can't believe it covers it all, and it ends in 777, which is remarkable in this day and age, because that's a good number.
Sounds good, Darlene. Thanks for the tip. I wrote it down.
You're welcome.
It's all about solutions. Thank you. You too. 28 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and after this break at the bottom of the hour in the Power Hour, Ian Trottier is going to be joining us about the banking puppet. Yeah. We know all about Biden and all their stuff. Yeah, they've been bought off, but now Europe too, huh? Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leafy, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And it's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, August 11, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We thank you so much for joining us for these segments here because our guests have a lot to talk about. I want to mention, too, that Catherine, our illustrious producer who just celebrated a birthday, sent me a link. If you go to Front and Center on thepowerhour.com, if you want to watch that 9/11 Pentagon strike video, but I found it on dailymotion.com, and it leaves a lot of questions and points fingers at the FBI as part of the cover-up. So, you know, this is a thing. If we don't keep asking questions, we don't get answers, because eventually somebody's going to capitulate. History has shown us that eventually the truth comes out. And speaking of discussions of truth, Ian Trottier's on the phone with us here. He's been on Joyce when Joyce was around, discussed chemtrails, aerial spraying, and of course has articles out, America, a European banking puppet. America, remember the Alamo? That's amazing because I just became a local coordinator for Texit, which is the Texas secessionist movement here where I'm at. Ian Trottier, welcome to the show. Back, I guess I should say, welcome back after all these years.
Yeah, Dave, thank you so much. It's nice to be invited back to grace the presence of the Power Hour. Nice to be acquainted with you. And Joyce was such a stalwart warrior for so many of us, and it's nice to see you keeping up what she's done and expanding on her work, and then of course doing your own, which is magnifying, like you said, all of our voices and the need that America has to voice their opinion as this political correct movement and garbage is sweeping the school system, of course, and really coming to a head. I just wrote a personal email to the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. What we need to have happen, in my view, Dave, is we've got to get some of these other American country leaders that have been taken over by socialist regimes, most importantly, Venezuela. Good luck getting them to speak ill about the Biden administration. But from my view, as being based in Miami with discussions of truth and having started this work, back in 2016, it's one of the main keys to getting people to open their eyes and realize what's happening to America is getting the Latin Americans to speak up and out against this socialist takeover. So I just wrote a personal email and notes to the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, because he was very critical, Dave. He was very critical of this unprecedented raid of Mar-a-Lago, which we still... 48 hours later, we still do not know under what premise they invaded. And I use the word invasion. And I say that, Dave, you're in Texas. I say that with the border, these illegal border entries. This is an invasion. And what the FBI did to a private residence of a former president was an invasion. They invaded his residency, and we still don't have a direct answer as to why they did it. We must demand answers, and enough is enough.
Well, a judge, as a matter of fact, in the news headlines, which I haven't gotten to yet, has ordered the DOJ to respond to the request to unseal the FBI's Trump warrant. I mean, they want to see the warrant. They want to see the affidavit. I think we have a right to know, because after what happened at Waco and what ATF agent Davey Aguilera put in his affidavit was a bald-faced lie. They did not have automatic weapons at the Branch Davidian compound, and this is typical of the way the government is behaving these days, especially with the fact that Waco happened and Ruby Ridge happened during the Clinton administration. There was a Democrat in the White House, and he had Janet Reno, Butch Reno, as a, attorney general. So you got to wonder, when you have the same kind of repeat performance here, what the hell is going on and why we haven't woken up yet? How many of these Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we need before we the people quit becoming we the sheeple?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I said yesterday. I've got a close friend, Dave, who lives very close to Palm Beach, and this person has worked in former presidential administrations. When Trump came on the scene, this person protested. He wasn't even protest, waving a flag in support of Trump at some Greenpeace rally. This was in D.C. And this person was arrested, harassed, thrown in jail for 4 days, and massive bruises all over their arm, all because they were waving a flag in support of Trump at a Greenpeace rally. And I says, look, how many more Columbines? Sandy Hooks? How many more are these staged? And I will say staged. I'm not saying all of them are staged, because a bullet, you pull a trigger, comes out. But people do ill. But some of these things, like what we saw recently in Uvalde, and the corruption, the blatant corruption, the blatant lack of chain of command, the blatant manipulation. The deep state, if you will, has cells. They have pockets. They are controlling and manipulating counties and states in this country. That's how I see it. Now, I can explain how I view that. It might offend people, but it is my research. But yes, Dave, how many more of these do we have to go through, these 9/11s, do we have to experience before somebody was telling me yesterday, the White House, that during the Andrew Jackson, I don't know if this is having verified this or not, but the Andrew Jackson presidency, or it was either after or during the Andrew Jackson presidency, and I'll keep in mind that 46 presidents, only Andrew Jackson left office without a deficit. So I urge people to listen to me and read my work to follow the money, because since George Washington, and yes, George Washington left office with a deficit, he owed money that he borrowed to fight the American Revolution. Most people probably don't even take the time to even consider that. But this same deficit that has trailed us since Washington, 1775, only one president, that's Andrew Jackson, left office without a deficit, regardless of Republican or Democrat. We sink further and further into this. I was last week I was in D.C., Dave, and I was at a new policy think tank called AFPI, America First Priority Institute, that has a great woman named Brooke at the helm of that, and then another woman, Linda McMahon, is involved in that. But that think tank was able to bring in people like Ted Cruz, Cindy McMorris Rogers, Jim Jordan. They were able to bring those people in to speak for a couple of days on some of these various crises that we're facing. And they just 30 hours ago filed 30 plus FOIA requests demanding an answer to what happened there at Mar-a-Lago. This is the most persecuted president ever. He's getting nailed from left and right, whether it's Russia or the vote scam. And by the way, vote scam is the title of a book that I recommend readers go to right now. Pop it into your Google browser. Vote scam, Collier Brothers, C-O-L-L-I-E-R-S, PDF, and that'll come up. It's free to view. Vote scam. These guys trace back the rigging in the voting system back to LBJ, and how IBM, yes, that's International Business Model, how IBM has colluded with mainstream media out of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, to manipulate elections, of course, going back to LBJ. But yes, I echo exactly what you're saying, Dave. When and where does it stop? Where does the buck stop? When do Americans start to finally stand up for themselves? And at this point in time, I get that question a lot. And at this point in time, my answer is this. Outside of states like Texas and Abbott sending these illegals to D.C. and New York, and then, this Brooklyn gangster that's the mayor of New York, this guy that thinks he's going to strong-arm the governor of Texas, saying, oh, well, we'll send you a busload of New Yorkers and give you a little taste of your own medicine. Like, are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. Texas is the epitome of liberty and independence in America, and this is why I love Texans, because Texans don't even like the Union. They don't even like the United States, if you will, from that Union standpoint. They question Uncle Sam. They question D.C. They are perfectly happy being their own country, and that's why I like the vibe and the culture when I've been to Texas, and I've been to Texas for about 5 different times in the past 10 months. Texans stand up for their independence, and it's really that type of pushback against Uncle Sam and against this regime out of D.C. that more Americans need. They need to push Uncle Sam back. They need to question them more and keep this federal union on their heels, which is something we haven't done. You know, I mean, you've got things like, you know, JFK getting his head blown off after he inserts silver certificates in U.S. Treasury, not Federal Reserve, U.S. Treasury notes into circulation, and then he gets assassinated, just like Abe Lincoln did, a similar thing 100 years prior. And we, you know, we get the people that question the Lee Harvey Oswald narrative. We get them, they're crackpots. They're conspiracy theorists. But lo and behold, fast forward to 2020, and what do we have out of Switzerland? We have a great digital reset regime, you know, agenda being installed. And we have banks like the Bank of England considering digital currency. And we have the Biden regime. This is, you know, it all comes down to money. It all comes down to money. Follow the money. So organization, Dave, is how I see America. America needs to literally organize. And, of course, we got plenty of rhinos in the Republican Party. So conservative, constitutional policies is what Americans want to hold on to. I'm not necessarily saying go the GOP route. You certainly can't go the Democrat route, even though there are plenty of Democrats out there that side with the Constitution. Unfortunately, it's going to take 10, 20 years for a new party of any substance, in my view, to come to power and try to get these machines out of the way, being the DNC and the RNC. Yeah, maybe one of those groups can be cleaned out, but I don't know. So organization is a major thing, and they're trying desperately to get Trump out of the scenario, because as Trump goes up to Alaska, as he tours into Arizona, as he kind of ramps up his efforts for what looks like a 2024 declaration and another run, he just becomes a threat, because he is the tip of the spear in this country. Unfortunately, that's how it is. He's got the loudest voice. He's got the most charisma. He's fighting the hardest. And whether he's part of this deep state theatrics, I don't know. But he does seem to be a guy that loves his country and wants to make it and return it to its glory, because it is slipping and it's falling and burning, in my view. We're really going downhill fast. But outside of Donald Trump, there's not a whole lot of other people. DeSantis, but DeSantis doesn't have the same charisma that Trump has. And Kristi Noem, of course, is another heavy hitter, but she doesn't have that same charisma. So that's why they're desperately trying to get Trump out of the situation, because he is that constitutional unifying American. He's the one that, I don't know if he's necessarily bridging the gap between Democrats and Republicans, but he is the one that's driving that engine to clean out the swamp, in my view. So they are desperately trying to get him out of there. Outside of that, it's a matter of organizing, really bringing a face to the forefront to organize and bring people together to hold these people accountable. Now, hold accountable for what? That's where we get into this legal mumbo jumbo and all these different cases tied up in court. Anyway, those are my thoughts, Dave.
Yep. Well, here again, Ian, we have the situation with this uniparty, which is pretty much what this looks like to the average person. They can't trust D.C. D.C. is made up of 535 self-serving, and I think I counted like 50 total congressmen and senators that actually love this country, that want to do right by it. And when I hear Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, who ran for president, and I would have much rather had preferred Tulsi as VP than Kamala. The situation, I mean, I love the woman and I love the way she thinks, but for her to come on Fox and blast what they did at Mar-a-Lago, that's saying something, because see, people out there that want to do right by this country, they have a conscience, and she's talking about regime changes and things. I'm like, look, for her even to say the word regime means that we are living in a banana republic, and this is what's got to stop. We've got the government basically waging war on we the people. our listeners, which I claim are probably the smartest listeners on the planet, that are not suffering from cognitive dissonance, that have not taken the jab, have not even had a nasal swab stuck up their nose, that understand what's going on, that have been preparing. I mean, I became a local coordinator for Texas because I see Texas leaving the Union and becoming its own republic once again, but Abbott is standing in the way. And speaking of what Eric Adams is threatening to do, once those New Yorkers get here and see how free they are and how unrestricted they are, they're going to stay and they're going to love it. And they're going to support secession. I mean, you've got San Bernardino County's Board of Supervisors wanting to secede from the Union, from California, because they're sick and tired of commie Gavin Newsom. So, you know, when I'm sitting here looking at people like this, and my last name, you know, I got an adopted last name, Krieger. It means warrior in German. So when you're looking at stuff like this, and you're looking at everything that you're just talking about, I'm looking outside in and listening to Steve Bannon at CPAC and watching him saying that everybody that doesn't support the status quo and wants to secede from America, screw you. I'm like, Mr. Bannon, I don't think you're in touch with the way Americans are thinking these days. They don't like D.C. at all. They don't want any of it. They don't like federal overreach. They don't like the idea of armed federales coming on their property. You know, and it just is going to take one or two instances when the shooting starts and there's bloodshed, you know, that people are going to go, oh, my God, it's happening. What do we do now? You see, we don't want it to come to this. We want it to be peaceful. But, you know, when you've got all these executive agencies that Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books was talking about yesterday are being literally armed to the teeth. And then you've got these reports about an IRS transport vehicle being confiscated by 16 Delta Force operatives outside Jessup, Maryland. And they recovered 23,506 hours and 160,000 rounds of 40 caliber ammunition. And they basically took a IRS agent and a driver into custody. And they're trying to eliminate that and keep that off the radio. You know, they're really trying to ramp up because they know their days are numbered. November's getting closer, and they know they got to act now. They cannot wait. They got to start ramping up this stuff. And there was some back chatter about the fact that the people at the IRS and Schumer and Manchin all knew about it. They all knew this. These weapons were on their way to D.C. in advance of Biden signing the bill. They jumped the gun. Schumer was freaking out. Manchin wanted nothing to do with it. He hung up from the call. Apparently, it's been intercepted by Army intelligence. Now, you got to wonder. When I served in Nam, and I took the same oath that a lot of other veterans did to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And we're at a crossroads right now where veterans are looking at what D.C. is doing going, my God, don't tell me I've got a lock and load.
Yeah, no, we've got domestic enemies. And I know you brought up Steve Bannon. Look, I've never met the guy, and I know he's got a good patriot rhythm to him. But I've had questions about him. And look, Americans need to question anybody. And certainly, like you're saying, in regards to anybody questioning any type of secession, that's what keeps that's the check and the balance, is if you can push back against Big Daddy out of D.C., you push him back and you strong arm him. So the fact that Steve said that the other day, it doesn't really surprise me, and I'll tell you why. And I didn't know he said that, Dave, but it doesn't really surprise me, and I'll tell you why. Steve Bannon, and I want listeners to look at this from a strategic standpoint. And that means the United States has the largest currently. China's coming up on the heels, though. It has the largest military on the planet. Is it controlled by you, the people? I'm asking you listening right now. Do you control your military? My answer to that is no. You do not control your military. The International Banking Consortium controls your military, and they've controlled your military since before World War One. And they've done it financially by manipulating your financial system, and that is through the Federal Reserve System. So strategically, in D.C., now, the Second Amendment, we're talking about, we're talking about these kind of psyops that make the Dems say, oh, yeah, we got to take away guns. We can't allow people to have these semi-automatic 9mm. I mean, I think Biden or Harris or somebody called a 9mm semi-automatic. Maybe I'm wrong. But, yeah, we can't have Americans armed. Well, no, the fact of the matter is that the fact that Americans are armed, the fact that we do have a large number of Americans practicing their state militia rights, constitutional rights, and their right to bear arms. That's what keeps the deep state at bay, because they know hand-to-hand combat is not what they want, because they will lose. And Americans don't want that. Nobody wants violence. I don't think anybody wants violence. I certainly don't want violence. But when you look at a strategic manipulating policy, manipulating an economy, you have to look at D.C. itself. And Steve Bannon is a graduate of Georgetown University. Now, I want listeners to go back to 1620, where 1620 you have the Mayflower arriving on the shores of what was New England. New England, you've got the 13 colonies forming about 100 years, more than 150 years after that. But what was the main machine that the English, this group of English Protestants left in Europe? That main machine was elements of the former Roman Empire that had been around for, well, now they've been around for a couple thousand years. I want people to go right now, buy my book. And I'm telling you, you talk about Cogdis. Buy my book. It's called Freedom Reserved, No More Lies. It'll be printing soon with Trine Day Publishing Company. They can pre-order it right now. Chris has got the manuscript. We just kind of run it through the presses, and it'll be ready for distribution coming up here in a matter of days, if not weeks. But we're very soon. I've been working on that book for 3 years. In fact, I started working on that book soon after I spoke to Joyce. It's called Freedom Reserved, No More Lies. It goes in. It gives a historical perspective of what is this deep state. And it is certainly the Swiss banking consortium that is working to install this financial agenda. You follow the money. But, yes, so Georgetown University. Georgetown University is a Jesuit institution. I'm talking now about Rome. And I'm getting into how Rome manipulates the Swiss banks and how they deliberately set up the Swiss banks, the Bank of International Settlements, for instance. Think about all the conquering that have been done in the Americas historically the past few hundred years. All that money went back through this Bank of International Settlements, or what was Bank of International Settlements, heading into Rome, and you've got conflicts in Rome in regards to the Black Venetians. I don't want to jump around too much and confuse listeners, but yes, you got to trace some of these historical enemies to liberty and freedom that came out of England. So when you have an armed republic, when you have an armed people, that keeps them at bay because they know they can't win in a one-to-one situation, but they try to manipulate and control your military. And that's why the answers are Korea, Vietnam. That's why we had 20 years in this ridiculous Afghanistan situation, right? Controlling the opium trade. We know these things. But Americans must unite. And if you are in Texas, I'm not saying secede. And you're not going to do it under Governor Abbott, because Governor Abbott, I think, has money coming in from Soros. You're not going to do it under Governor Abbott. But Governor Abbott does play a pretty good game, but he likes to straddle the fence. If you are in Texas, you have to independentize yourself as creating your own currency. That's my suggestion, Dave. You've got to create your own currency, and you've got to basically do it. You got to basically do it by creating partnerships. Now, I'm not saying that the union, the United States Union that we've known it since 1776, I'm not saying that needs to be solved. What I'm saying is we now have a polarized political system where the Democrats and the Republicans are so opposed politically and philosophically. They're so opposed to one another. The Democrats clearly want to embrace this United Nations global order system that's handed down from philosophies like Marx. They want that. This socialist or communist, these communist policies, which have not worked anywhere on this planet. They want to embrace those. And the Republicans, outside of the rhinos, the Republicans want to hold on to the constitutional values. Like you're saying, Dave, these independent values that make the government smaller, that hold people as individuals more accountable for their actions. They hold on to the Bill of Rights and these amendments. That's what the Republicans seem to want to do. So, as you work towards strong-arming D.C. and saying, hey, Biden and Harris regime, we're going to leave your union if you don't start to cooperate with us, if you don't tighten our border, you have to approach it from an economic standpoint. And this is my opinion, Dave, and you have to create your own currency. Because if you're part of this Federal Reserve System, then you're just feeding that same monster that's all based off of debt. It's a massive deficit, $30 trillion in federal deficit. I was in D.C. a couple years ago, and I spoke to another Texas congressperson, and Pete Sessions was his name. And I says, Pete, I said, I says, regardless of Democrat or Republican, doesn't it appall you how each administration just sinks our deficit further down the hole? And he says, you know, there's a lot of us up on the Hill that are concerned about this. I says, Pete, are you familiar with the former Stanford Hoover fellow back in the 70s, Anthony Sutton, that was talking about the conspiracy? The conspiracy, that is a movement to conspire and control the U.S. government behind the Federal Reserve System. Are you familiar with his work? He says, no. Can you send me some information? And listeners can go right now to Anthony Sutton that spoke about this conspiracy. It's not theory. It's only theory because we, as American people and public, we don't know who the shareholders of the Federal Reserve are. That finances the American government. That right there is wrong. That is unconstitutional, according to Anthony Sabatini, that joined my program. He said it on my show. Anthony Sabatini is a representative of Florida. He says, Ian, he says the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional and needs to be repealed. As a matter of fact, Dave, out of Arizona, I've had Mark Fincham and Sonny Borelli being the Senate Majority Whip in that state. Both of them said the same thing. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional, and of course, Sabatini is saying it needs to be repealed. So we have to hold these people more accountable. We have to take, for instance, Texas. We have to make it, for instance, maybe its own country, but it has to have its own backbone economically. And that way it can start strong arm up at Sam in D.C.
And that's exactly one of the reasons why Texas and the Texas Nationalist Movement was established, Ian. We're going to be back with Ian Trotter and your phone calls on the other side of this break at the top of the hour here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.